Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soul Quest, episode number 47. I have a special guest today, someone I know from back in the day who I haven't seen in, man, probably almost 10 years.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Maris Sandoval. Good to see you, man. I mean, dude, like I said, last time I saw you was at 1200 Post Oak, probably like in 2012 or 13 or something like that. So how's it going? What's up?
Really good.
Wow, cool. So I guess I'll just break it down. Like SoulQuest is, we like to interview just, you know, people who have stories and, you know, where they started to where they are today. So today you are a personal trainer. You started here in Houston and then now you're in Chicago. So tell us a little bit about your journey on how you actually, you know, got to where you are training today, but also tell us the listeners, like, what kind of lessons have you had also, like, getting to where you're at today? That's what this is about. Like, we want the audience to kind of understand, like, you know, what struggles you went through, when they're the good times. Of course, we all have that. I know I'm still a trainer. It's a roller coaster for me. Like, sometimes I'm on top of it, and then sometimes I get slow. So I'm sure you get that. So go ahead. Okay, so when I met you back probably like 2011, because you and it was Gia, right? I was trying to remember her name earlier.
Yeah.
Gia and Glenda.
Yeah,
I was teaching a class at 1200 Post Oak, and you guys used to come and work out with me. So from there, how did you become involved with all training? Because you were working a corporate job, correct?
I was.
All right. And go from there. Go.
All right. So a little history is that I'm actually an artist. I'm a designer, and I was working for oil and gas in an office. And during my lunch hour, I would go to the gym, pay a trainer to beat out the stress these people caused me so I could go back and do it all over again.
Uh-huh.
And after about a year, I befriended the whole gym, and the manager one day said, I like you. What's it going to take to get you over to my team and switch careers? And I was like, well, I need to make sure that it makes financial sense, because as much as I love fitness, I still got bills to pay.
Yeah, true.
And he said, I'll help you get educated. I'll help you get started, but you have what it takes. So we talked about it. I became a trainer a month later.
Wow. Hey, what year was this?
That was 2010.
Damn, was it really? So
yeah, okay. But I became a trainer in late 2011.
Okay, so dude, my timing was off. I was saying like 2012. So like, yeah, you were actually then trained. So I must have met you like in 2010. Then.
No, it was 2011.
Because I remember you and Gia would come in from work, and then y'all would go get dressed in the workout clothes and work out. So you were still working corporate, I believe.
That was 2010, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, wow. So
I remember.
Where'd you start with then? Who'd you start working with training? Like, because you said...
I had a trainer at 24 Hour Fitness.
Okay, 24 Hour.
Yeah.
But then, that's where you started though, right?
I started there.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my home. And
hey, how long were you actually there? Like at 24? Like you worked there for several years, right?
I was there for about almost 5 years.
5 years? Wow. I started at Bally's. That's where I met Glenda, at Bally's. And I was there for 2 years. And then Glenda one day said, hey, she told me where she worked. And then, you know, she goes, you want to come over and be the in-house trainer? And yeah, I did that. I think, because I started in 08 as a trainer, or 09. And then I did 2 years at Bally's, and then I went to Post Oak. So
that's funny, because in 08, I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder and chronic depression.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they wanted to give me medicine for depression, for anxiety, for sleeping.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to take it. And so I told the doctor, well, what does this do? And then she said, it just relaxes you so you can sleep. And I said, well, can I just have a beer? And then, and then she's like, Well, you could get addicted to alcohol. I'm like, can I get addicted to this? And she goes, yeah, but you still have to take it. And I refused.
Hey, well,
Instead, I
good.
moved to Texas for the sunshine, started fitness, and it cured my anxiety and my depression.
What? Hey, so I mean, that's what I try to do whenever I see my clients as well. They come in with, sometimes you're more than a trainer,
Absolutely.
you
You're a
get to know you.
therapist. You're a
You're like
therapist
a
first.
therapist, a counselor,
You're a friend later and a counselor after. And then
exactly.
you're here.
But as a trainer too, you got to know that line. For what I do when people start talking to me a little bit about that, I just say, hey, look, man, you gotta use that energy or whatever you're feeling, and then in the gym with me, and I'll guide you and assist you. You know what I'm saying? To help you burn the calories, release the stress. So it's
Oh, absolutely.
I get it.
And
And I
listen
guess
to
that's
your
what you
body.
did. Yeah.
That's what I learned across what 10 years of training is that the psyche is as important as the body when it comes to fitness and in general well-being. You cannot have one without the other. They both have to be doing well. And so if we can use fitness as a way to emotionally, psychologically help you improve how you value yourself and therefore treat it well through fitness and eating well, then it's this never-ending circle. Because people are stuck in cycles of, I feel like crap, let me trash my body to feel a little better, for a little prep pleasure, and then I go to sleep and wake up and feel like crap, go to my stressful job, feel like crap, and they do this negative cycle. Let's take that energy into a positive cycle. And one of the things I first teach my clients, one of the very first things is one of two. One of them is, if you love you, I love you. If you are here by your own will to take care of you, I am 100% in. Second, trust me, trust the process, and be patient with yourself. And you will see results. Because at the end of the day, you can't punish your body into fitness for feeling guilty for eating calories 10 years ago. You have to love your body into nurturing it to reward it for having taken care of you your whole life. And your body will thank you. And here come the results. So that mindset has actually helped all of my clients and is what has helped them to stay with me the longest. I think that's one of the biggest complaints in trainers is, I can't keep clients, I'm gonna quit this job. No, if they know you care, and you help them care about themselves, you build a relationship. It's win-win.
Oh my God. Yes. I couldn't agree 1000%
Yeah.
more with you on
I
that.
love it. I love
You're so
myself.
true. Like, I mean, I feel like most of my clients they've been with me for years and years and years and years. Every now and then I get a new one and then they stay with me for years.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all about making that connection for sure, like you said, and trust, love yourself, love exactly what you said. It was perfect. I mean, that was really, really good what you just said. So, tell us the journey, you did 24 and then from there, I mean, you're independent now though, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us that whole transition of doing from 24 to where you're at today. Like, how long did you stay there? And then what made you decide, to break off and, go on your own?
You
Because
know, it's funny.
that's a big thing right there, dude. When I was at Bally's, I remember like, damn, I'm gonna take a big chance and like go off on my own. And I
Yeah.
did, and I've been on my own ever since. So, but yeah,
It's
how did that go for you?
a challenge. To start as a trainer is a challenge. And so when Houston flooded once, my home got flooded. And so I lost everything. So I remodeled my home. I sold it. I had to take off work. I had to take a leave. And since I already was in the way of starting over, some circumstances changed and I came back home to Chicago knowing I was gonna have to start all over with clients. No one knows me here. I don't have a reputation. I have no referrals. And I thought, you know, if I started on day one as a new trainer with no experience and no referrals, I can definitely do it now with experience. So I decided to go to a good fitness facility that that can reward me and the clients as well. It's called Fitness Formula Club. It's a Chicago-based fitness place and it's privately owned. But it is a really good gym. It's a really good company. It's a really good team. And I wanted to start off strong, build my client base. I was there for about 3.5 years, almost four. And then pandemic changed everybody's lives. They shut down the gym and I was at home and I was thinking, what am I going to do? And then my clients reached out to me and they said, we don't want to wait for the gym to open. We don't want anyone else. We want to train with you. How can we make this happen? So I started my online business that way. Now some of them come to my house to train. I have a couple that I go to their home. But most of my clients are on Zoom now. Now I have clients from Texas who reached out. Hey, Maria, I'm going to be in Chicago. Let's get lunch. I said, yeah, let's get lunch. We hung out. At the end of lunch, oh, you know what? Let's train again. Let's train on Zoom. And so now I have clients from across the country. I have clients in Mexico. I have clients in California as well. And so I'm now managing an online business and an in-person business.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I feel you on that. Like, I think real soon here, I'll be making a move myself. So like, I'm like really like paying attention to what you're saying. And I know we have just a limit time, but I'm sure I'm going to call you soon and just kind of pick your brain, because that whole concept of like moving somewhere and like having to start all over. But I have the experience of like, you know, what it's like, because I've been doing this now. I've been training now for 14 years, almost 15 years now.
Yeah, that's like, solid.
It's just a matter of, I mean, I'm always going to train, but I feel like I've been doing certain things, different things lately. But yeah, training will always be, you know, kind of like my backbone that I enjoy doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think like anything, you have to know your demographic and go to it.
Yeah.
You know your people, wherever you move, go towards that niche of yours. And it won't be long. Give yourself 6 months, if that.
Yeah. So how long have you been in Chicago now?
It's been 5 years.
Hey, wait. Aren't you from there, though?
I am from here.
Oh, okay.
I'm home.
Yeah, okay. So then how long were you in Houston?
9 years.
Okay, 9 years. And this is real funny. The listeners don't know this, but you were my neighbor, dude.
Yeah, we were neighbors.
We were neighbors and didn't even know it, dude. You live like maybe seven houses down from me in the corner.
I live behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was around the block.
Mm-hmm. So when did you move into that neighborhood?
2009, I bought it.
Okay, we didn't move in there, like, I think it was 2010. So maybe like, so this whole time, you know.
I know.
I was driving and like, I saw you outside and I was like, what the hell? You live here? And I was like, this whole time I was seeing you at Post Oak, or I'd seen you at Post Oak.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know you lived here. So
Houston's so huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have lived anywhere.
You lived in the backyard. You were one like, 6 houses down from me. And then I remember one day you called me. You had an extra ticket to Mana.
Yes. Oh,
you're like, hey, you want to go? And I was like, oh, man, I got to go. You know, it was just like kind of that last minute. And I was like, man, I can't go. But thanks for the invite, though.
You should have went. It was fun.
I bet it was. I've had friends go to that show in the past, and they just said it was so good. So, but
yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So, actually, tell us, you know, also too, like, what are your specifications? Like, I mean, what do you feel like you target the most on? Like, as I'm a NASM trainer, so like, man, I got like seven certifications in NASM, and like pretty much all of them, you know, I mean, I probably have like three more to go and I have all of them, but like, what do you specialize in? Like, I mean, do you work with women? Do you work with, like, sometimes I work with a lot of disabled people, like coming off of injury. I mean, the whole psyche thing, like, you know, learning to train people, you know, motivation. I mean, I've always been that way with people. So like when I took that course, I was really into it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of it's like, man, this is what I do already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you specialize in? What would you say like is your best attribute? Do you feel like you're into nutrition more, or you try to do the overall package? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like to say that I should be able to train anyone and everyone. the professional athlete, his grandma, his cousin, his uncle with a broken hip. Like, I should be able to train anyone and everyone. And because at the end of the day, the human body is a human body. And biomechanics is biomechanics. The joints will always move in the same direction for every human being, right? So it really is just a matter of how is your unique body, what is the history of your unique body, and what is your personal goal? Those two factors really are the only ones that alter. And so I noticed that I do a lot of athleticism, performance enhancement, and corrective exercise.
That's my favorite one, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're in it. You're in ASM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have, I love the performance. I love the corrective exercises. Like,
yes, it's a lifesaver.
I wish
it's the most valuable one.
Dude, it's the most valuable one. I tell people that all the time. One. Like, I feel NASM should make that the first one. You know what I'm saying?
They should make it their main one.
That should be the main one. I even wrote them, and every 2 years I research. So like, they always ask me like a little, you know, questions. I was like, you guys, I always tell them, you guys should do the corrective exercise as your main certification.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. So, so we're kind of on the same page on all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take that one, like, the serious, most serious one, because you can't really, for me, I feel like I need to see where they stand, like what's overactive, what's underactive. You know, what you need to strengthen, absolutely, what you need to, you know, loosen up and stretch. So, yeah, man, I guess since we're the same certifications, like I feel, but that's the way I feel like I train people too. Like, I feel I can train from the athlete to the mom. And then, you know, one thing, I don't know if you do this, but this is just a question. I know a lot of trainers do. I mean, I have that, the nutrition certification as well through them, but I don't really like push that too much, you know, because I'm not a registered dietitian or a nutritionist with a degree, you know. I mean, do you spend time like I give like suggestions, you know, and I hand out lists of things to people on nutrition. I don't know, how do you go about that?
I ask questions. So I want to see first where they're at. What's your health like now? Are you diabetic? Do you have high blood pressure? What's your history? Once I understand their health history, now I want to understand their habits. So what's your favorite? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you tend to eat at night? Like, what are your setbacks that you feel are holding you back from a healthy, balanced diet? And then once I have that, then I can make suggestions, or I offer them. Same. Like, I'll give them a list, or I do mention that I'm not a dietitian, but also that eating healthy is not rocket science.
You're right.
If it comes out of the earth, it's probably good for you. If it came from a lab, it's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
If it's wrapped up in leaves, it's okay. If it's wrapped up in plastic, it's probably not.
Yes.
You keep it simple for them. It's easier for them to make these choices on their own when you're not there with them.
Right. What about like supplementations? How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about that?
I don't mind them. I feel like most people, half of the people are forgetful and are going to start supplements for a month and then forget. And then the other half are going to depend on a pill for solution. And I don't want to train that thought. I'd rather eat my nutrients. Now, granted, if you're into meal prep and you eat the same thing all the time, you're going to lack some of those nutrients, including micronutrients. Okay, so once we know that you like to eat healthy, but within this box, let's probably perhaps add supplements to offset that a little bit.
Yeah.
Another thing I suggest for that is really these supplements carry micronutrients that you find in the earth. They're minerals, right? So what comes out of the earth? Fruits and vegetables. So let's up your fruit intake, let's up your vegetable intake, and vary it up. So whatever's in season, that's what you're eating.
Yeah.
Come the summer, come the fall and the winter, there's going to be different vegetation and fruits in season. That way your body gets a variety and you don't feel like you're lacking. Now, if they come to me with pain and cramps and I don't know why my calves are cramping up so much and we've tried everything, perhaps you really are lacking a lot of potassium or a lot of magnesium. And you don't have time to sit down and eat and shop. Okay, that's my last resort.
Yeah.
The thing with supplements is that they're water soluble, so you pee them right out.
That is true.
Yeah, but it's better than zero.
You're right. I mean, every now and then I'll get that athlete that wants to, get down. And of course, they start asking me protein intake, creatine, fat burners, pre-workout. Man, I mean, I'm not too big on all that stuff,
Either.
I'm really not. I mean, it's so often I get someone that wants to get kind of big, and I also tell people it's like that's not too much my specialty. Like, I mean, I want to help someone like feel great, first of all, get in shape, and be able. My main motto is, man, being able to perform. Like, I mean, some people's performance is just like going out in the garden or cutting the grass, and they get all winded from cutting the grass. But if you exercise and you're doing, workouts for your full body, and then you're able to go and cut the grass and weed and work on the garden, and you're cool. Because I've had people who are like, oh man, I was working on the garden, my back hurts because I was bent over, something, or I was breathing so hard just cutting the grass. But the whole performance thing is a huge, and it doesn't have to be run 10 miles or go a marathon.
Wow.
Just last, can you last for an hour? Or can you play with your grandkids, or something, walk like, a couple hours and at the
And feel
beach,
great.
feel great about it, not be like, I'm tired, or go on a trip across the world and walk, you're walking and sightseeing. You don't want to be that person that's like, oh, I need to sit down for a second. You know what I mean? So that's what I like try to tell people most of all. It's like, it's not about like, my other thing, anyone can look, this is my main model. Anyone can get big and look strong, but can you perform strong?
But can you move?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of big people that are, they look strong, they're swollen, got the chest and the legs, but man, dude,
They can't touch the
they can't touch their toes, and like they couldn't last like a 10-minute jog without stopping, or I mean, it's all aesthetics are great, but can you still perform? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, because really, if you take care of your body from the inside out, the looks will follow. The results will show, right? But are you fit on the inside? And from the inside, I mean cardiovascularly, your muscle tissue, the muscle tissue recruitment, all of that. Because at the end of the day, in an emergency, if this place burns up in fire, can you carry me and run out of here, or do I have to carry you and run out of here? Because I
oh my God,
you
dude.
hear me? Because that's what it comes down to. Are you functional?
That's so funny you say that, because whenever I get a new client, I say that. It's like, man, if you're at a crowd and someone pulls out a knife or machete, starts stabbing you, or you're in it, I always tell
Yeah.
people, if there's a zombie apocalypse, you want to be able to run away from some walking zombies, So, yeah, I always give that little antidote, like, to people, like, you want to be able to get away, a fire, that was a good example. Like, a fire happens, you want to be able to act and like be able to, of course, a lot of that stuff is adrenaline, but your adrenaline can only last you 3 to 5 minutes, or it can
First.
last you like a whole 10, 20, 30 minutes. I mean, adrenaline highs, that's what like marathon runners and Ironman people get. It's like this whole adrenaline high that they get. So, yeah, I get it. So, well, cool, man. We're approaching. Actually, we always like to end off like have some last words that you feel that you tell your clients. I know you said a couple of them already, but like, what's really that you think that you make that connection with your clients, and what do you tell them that if you can give like the just that good advice, that feel good coming from your heart advice, like. What would you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be whatever. Sometimes
I
it's.
think
Go
what I
ahead.
find myself saying most to most people seeking the help of a trainer is do this for you. Maybe your husband will like that, maybe your kids are gonna need you, but you need you. And at the end of the day, if you don't take care of you, who will? This is your hour with me. This is just you and me, phones are off, and we're gonna take care of your needs. And I want you to pick up the habit of doing this for yourself. And also know this, you deserve so much. No one has said no to that, because it's true. We live in a very fast-paced environment, very fast-paced society where we live for everyone else, right? But to give to others, we have to be able to have poured into ourselves, so we have something to offer.
You're absolutely correct. Man, I feel like we're so much on the same page. Like, I always tell people in that kind of way too. It's like, I say, you can't help anybody until you help yourself. You know what I'm saying? So if that requires you to spend some money and have someone push you a little bit, you know, then do it, you know, or if you have the willpower, you know what I'm saying, to do it, then a lot of people do, but a trainer like us, we're here to make sure they do it right, you know, from our knowledge, from what we know. And I just think like that's the best investment anyone can give to us. And I always tell us, like, I'm not trying to say this so you can buy me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say this so you can, like, if you think you need that push, I'll be here to help you, you know, just, but you got to do it for yourself.
Or their reassurance. A lot of times they just want to make sure they're doing it right. The investment is worth it, because if you think about how much money we spend trashing our bodies, putting alcohol in it, eating junk food, staying out late, going out, we put some of that and invest it into bettering our bodies. How much better are we going to feel when we wake up the next day?
Instead of man.
Right? Yeah. So, and it's for them, you know, and to my clients, I say this to all of them. It doesn't have to be forever. At least get started. At least learn how to do this. You're going to benefit. Whether you end up loving me or hating me, I'm okay with that. Yeah. But you are going to benefit, and I'm happy with that. I just want to help.
Yeah, exactly. All right, one last thing. I always do this. If you don't do this, try this. If you are, ask your clients, just see, hey, what's the best thing you've ever learned from me? Have you ever asked your clients that?
No, I have not.
Hey, you should try it. You should try it. I actually started doing that about maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, like the clients who've been before me for a while. And some of them say different things, but the majority of them tell me the same thing. They say, you taught me how to breathe properly. You know, like, I was like, wow. I was like, when multiple people tell me that, because, dude, I'm a big, when I train people, I was like, come on. I'm always, you know, I say, there's no right or wrong way to breathe. Just don't hold your breath.
Right.
You know, I feel like there's the eccentric, there's the concentric, there's the isometric way, but like, find that breathing in between those three patterns, you know what I'm saying? Or you can count. Counting is breathing, you know? Like, I always throw all these different scenarios of breathing, and, like, these people, like, actually, when I've had, you know, when the majority of people start telling me that, I'm like, wow, that's, I didn't really expect to hear that. I wanted to hear something else, but, or I expected to hear something. Not that I wanted to, but I expected to hear something else. But breathing
is very valuable.
So actually, I start asking your questions that, or asking your clients that. So, all right. So Maria, tell everyone where they can find you on social media. You have your own website, like, you know, so if someone hears this, they want to reach out to you. And I know you're doing remote training, and you, like you said, you have people come to your house, and how can they find you online?
I am on Instagram.
Okay.
It's my personal page, because I would like people to see I have a normal life. I'm not a fanatic Nazi of fitness, right? So,
yeah.
But it is in my life. My Instagram handle is Mari Meow, M-A-R-I, and then Meow like a cat. That's where I get most of my business from.
Okay, well, cool. I've been trying to get into more of that stuff a little bit. I don't know. I'm about to change my whole thing in the next couple of months here. So,
I hear you.
Change is good, though. You know what I mean? So
change is exciting.
It is. It very much is. It can be kind of like, oh, what's going to happen? But if you just take it a day at a time, it'll come to you. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for giving me your time and sitting down.
Thank you.
Any shout outs you want to give out to out there in Chi-Town, you know?
Everyone.
Yeah?
Everyone.
Okay.
Everyone out there looking for just to be happier and feel better.
Yeah.
Spread it. Pay it forward. Pay it forward.
Well, there you have it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to episode 37 of Soul Quest with Maria Sandoval. Thank you so much for sitting down, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Thanks.